3-2 pitch. And he got him. Toyoki Sugano matches his career high with 8 strikeouts here this afternoon facing the Rockies.
So a few starts ago, him and the pitching coach, my understanding is they got in the bullpen and they worked on some stuff. And that's good. It's good coaching. It's what our coaches are. We need them to do right now during this time. And there's an adjustment made. And going back to that Mets start, a few starts now, the velocity's been way up. You know, velocity goes up, makes everything else play good. And he looked confident today. I said that about Rogers yesterday, but he looked different in the first inning.
So you heard the highlight courtesy of Masson. Toyoki Sugano tied a career high for strikeouts yesterday against the Colorado Rockies with 8. And you could say, well, it was against the crappy Rockies, but Dean Kramer seemed to not miss the plot on Friday night as the Orioles had a 4-0 lead but lost Friday. Did take 2 of 3. We'll get to Saturday in a few minutes because that was something special. But Toyoki Sugano, Jason, he all but admitted through an interpreter that he thought he might be tipping pitches.
Yes.
He's now had quality starts in 2 of his last 3 starts.
Few things here. He definitely was tipping pitches, for one. He had confidence because he's facing the worst team in modern baseball history, coming off a, 18-0 drubbing. And the splitter was effective. And the splitter has been fickle for him.
Rockies
it's been
like
a mercurial
to swing, too.
Pitch. Yeah. And they were chasing, and he kept throwing it. And when he has been on, that pitch has carried the way. And fortunately for him, it's not replicable. It's not something he can count on. It's a touch and feel thing, and it's been more gone than harnessed. I definitely think he was tipping pitches. And
he was very hittable, so that makes sense.
And so, this is nice for him. I think it definitely falls big time in the category of too little, too late.
Does it get him traded?
No. It's a salary dump. This is not a baseball trade.
Yeah.
You want to eat salary to move some salary, and you want to make, you want to play a sleight of hand game, play some 3-card money. You could do that.
Sure. Is he here on Thursday?
You're not trading. I don't think so, because I don't think they're going to eat enough.
So you do think he'll be here on Thursday?
Yeah. I don't think they're going to be able to make a baseball trade for him. I can't imagine anybody who's seen his body of work saying, I wonder how that would play in September, still in a 5-man rotation against the best of the best as we fight for playoff position. Like, boy, he really crapped his pants on a team whose season ended like May 21st. Sign me up for looking at that in the Bronx in October. I don't think so.
I want to take a second to talk about Gunnar Henderson yesterday. Gunnar Henderson made an excellent... The power's not there this year, but he's hitting. His batting average is up to .282, which I love. He also made a great play at shortstop, and the awareness on the wild pitch, he saw the pitcher wasn't covering home plate, so he went all the way from second to score on a wild pitch to give the Orioles the 5-1 lead, which they won by that score.
He had a hell of a game. I hope he can finish strong. I mean, again, I know we talk about baseball like it's this endless marathon. We're coming up on 50 games played yet. We still haven't seen Basayo. We've barely seen Chase McDermott. I know he's banged up again. We haven't seen Dylan Beavers yet. Heston Kjerstad's had a totally lost season. Kobe Mayo's barely played baseball. And Gunnar Henderson often hasn't looked like the best version of Gunnar Henderson that we saw from May of 2023 till about July of 2024. So you want that. You need that, frankly, as an organization, these guys to feel as good about themselves as they can down the stretch. Gunnar, when he's at his best, I think plays carefree. He has he's an incredible athlete with incredible instincts. And when that stuff takes over, he's a dervish. And I think the wind has been knocked out of his sails by, frankly, the utter and gross mismanagement of this franchise. And this is not the season he thought he was signed up for. And I got news for you. If we're as acutely aware of his contract status as we are, so is he.
Yeah.
So I don't think any of this has played out particularly well for him in terms of figuring out what this franchise is, how he fits in with it, and whether he's a guy who's closer to the end of his time here than the beginning, which sounds nuts to be saying for a 23, 24-year-old kid. But Kansas City Royals went and signed another baseball player the other day.
Seth Lugo signed him last night.
After already having Witt done. Like, until or unless anything like that happens around here, how could Gunnar Henderson not look at them as a fraud-ass organization?
Orioles made a few roster moves today. Keegan Aiken reinstated. Adley Rutschman reinstated. Yermil Geraldo sent down to AAA, and Jacob Stallings designated for assignment. So I assume Adley will be in the lineup tonight.
You would think. Again, obliques are tricky. He did not spend a whole lot of time.
No, they don't like
rehabbing.
They don't like to spend a lot of time.
So we'll see what this looks like and what this means. Nobody needs to salvage these 50 games more than Adley.
Yeah.
And frankly, from an organizational standpoint, like we've talked about, you know, again, Basayo, and we're all going to be excited about that. But, you know, he's a baby. And Beavers, that'll be his first time in the majors. Whether it's Mike Elias, or I pray to God, somebody infinitely more worthy of being this team's GM than Mike Elias, who's evaluating this team starting a week into the offseason, this 50 games, or however many of them that Adley plays in, are going to be imperative to looking at it through this short-term prism and the prism of the totality of his career to this point, and figuring out not where he fits into this organization, but frankly, if he fits into this organization. If his best fit might be if someone from the outside comes in and says this guy will never be what he was, that, you know, the best 100 games of his career, then you need to move him now. So, and by now I mean the hot stove league or whatever. Well,
off season.
So he, to me, is under the microscope even more than a Jackson Holliday, even more than any of these kids, you know, who come back. Like, okay, Heston, if he's back, if he's still here next Tuesday and he's back up, yeah, I mean, maybe him too. But like, I think Adley is the singular player whose future could be most in the balance based on what he's able to show or not show. Not just to the people already in the warehouse, but again, I hope and pray to some people infinitely wiser and more experienced and more successful than them who might come in and try to put this thing over the top.
Kobe Mayo homered his first home run against an actual pitcher. Remember,
that was a legit bomb.
Yeah, his first career home run was off a position player, yeah. But he hit a home run and he's getting extra base hits. He looks he continues to look comfortable. Well, in the
two lefties in three games, you know, so yeah. That made the decision easy for JV. I don't know. You know, four games in 3 days. I would think he'd get a run here, but
yeah.
But you know what? T.O.'s hitting bombs now.
T.O. three home runs in three games.
Yeah. So you know the pecking order.
Yeah. And Ryan Mountcastle
goes T.O., Ramon, then maybe Mayo.
You got to trade Ramon in the next few days, don't you?
I'm talking about the other Ramon.
No, I think
Rays are ahead of him.
No, I think both Ramones.
Both Ramones are, but he's referring to the infield.
Oh,
Ramon.
I know. I think they both should be gone in the next 3 days. Like
that would be great.
Yeah. Like. Get rid of the logjam. Trade Ramon Urias, like a contending team that wants a utility glove, a guy who's more than adequate at third base. And every time you want to give up on him, he does get a key hit. But like, he should be gone. Like they need to give Kobe Mayo a runway.
Yeah, and how they handle this Mountcastle thing will be interesting.
Yeah, it's looming, and it's almost foreboding for me, Jason. Because
I'm not excited about it.
And congratulations, Cedric Mullins hit his 100th career home run this weekend.
Yes, and I hope he does get to go out with some more fanfare here and do some damage against Toronto. In so much as he's still here, whether he's through that whole series or whatever. Good on Sid.
It's not Beltway, Ben. Bone will be checking in with us from One Winning Drive training camp. First day of pads. Already a scuffle on the field. I guess Dafe Owe and Vincent, the rookie tackle, got into it on the field as the players are in pads today. The Bone will be checking in at 3, so we'll get his firsthand account of what's going on out at training camp. But coming up next, it's worthy of its own segment. Orioles with their largest shutout win ever, and Trevor Rogers of it all. That's next here on The Fan.